since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Well, Mountain Home with the ball to start this second half here has been going into the lane for the layup. A little strong, no good. Offensive rebound for Waymire. He puts it back up off the glass and in. Mountain Home up three now, 23-20 with that basketball. Waymire, he now has 9 points. 7:35 left in this third quarter. Here is Jernigan throwing it to Shrum just outside the paint. Kicks it out to Elliott on the right wing. Back to Shrum in the corner. And looks like a foul is going to be called away from the ball. I believe they're going to get that on Mountain Home. That is going to be on Colton Peters. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Bombers. We are 36 seconds into the second half. Harrison with the ball trailing by three. Elliott takes the inbound pass. Gives it to Young on the low block. Back to Elliott. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer at the top. Good. Ben Elliott now with 5 points, and we are knotted up at 23-all. 7:10 left in the third quarter. Here's Ben into the front court. Throws it to Cruz. Over to Bashir's on the left wing. Up top to Peters. Over to Cruz on the right side. Cruz going into the lane for the layup. His shot was blocked. Goes out of bounds. Now, there looks like Young was trying to convince the official to say it was Harrison basketball. Not at all. That was definitely off Young. So it will be Mountain Home basketball with 6:56 left in the third quarter. Bashir's will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Cruz on the low block. He's going to back up with it, and, well, now he's going to be called for travel. Harrison gets it back on the turnover with a chance to take the lead back. We're tied up at 23. Here's Elliott into the front court. He dribbles into the paint. He has it now on the right elbow. Throws it to Young. Back to Elliott. Over to Jernigan on the right side. Trying to look for Youngblood. He gets to him in the corner. Youngblood trying to decide where to go. Now finally dribbles. Throws it over on the right side to Elliott. Gives it to Young in the paint. His turnaround, the leading jumper, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Bashir's. Back comes Mountain Home with a chance to take the lead back. He throws it to Benton up at the top. Benton drills to the right wing. Gives up top to Cruz. Over to Peters on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Colton Peters now with 6 points. 26-23, Mountain Home leading it. 6:06 left in the third quarter. Here is Young back the other way, throwing it to Jernigan. Up top now to Youngblood, actually on the left wing. Now gives it right there to Jernigan. Jernigan finds Elliott near the corner. Now gives it to Jernigan. Back to Elliott. Once again with Jernigan. He goes cross court to Shrum on the right side. Gives it to Young in the corner. Now he goes cross court to Jernigan on the left wing. Mounts home in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Elliott. Now to Youngblood just outside the lane. He tried to make a move on Waymire, but instead kicks that back out to Elliott. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good, but looks like they're going to call a foul before the shot. I believe they're going to get Colton Peters with that one. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second half against Mountain Home. 5:29 left to play in the third quarter. As the inbound pass is taken by Jernigan there on the low block, and he immediately puts it up on the glass and in. Carson Jernigan with 9 points, and that cuts Mountain Home's lead to a point. 26-25 is our score here. Bashir's with it on the left wing. He throws up top to Peters, who thought about the three, now kicks it back out to Bashir's. Over to Benton on the left corner. Goes cross court to Cruz in the right corner. Now throws it to Peters. Thought about another three. Now kicks it over to Cruz. He has it on the right wing. Throws it to Bashir's in the corner. His three-pointer up. No good. And looks like David Waymire is going to be called for a foul on the rebound. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number three against the Bombers here in the second half. 4:54 left to play in the third quarter. Harrison gets the ball back with another chance to take the lead. 26-25, Bombers on top. Elliott will walk the ball into the front court. Mountain Home now in a man-to-man defense. Here's Elliott dribbling toward the left elbow. Gives it to Schramm. Up top to Youngblood. Over to Young on the low block. He's going toward the lane for the layup. No good. Rebound is controlled by Waymar. And back comes Mountain Home. Benton into the front court. Throws it to Bashirs. Over to Cruz on the left side. Up top to Benton. Finds Bashirs near the right corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Now kicks it out to Cruz in the corner. Tried to give it to Waymar. He couldn't handle the pass. And Harrison comes up with a steal. They're quickly back the other way. Jernigan has the ball on the right wing. Gives it to Young in the paint. And he's going to be called for the travel. Mountain Home gets it back on the turnover. Leading 26-25. 4:08 left to play in the third quarter. Benton will walk the ball into the front court for the Bombers. Harrison once again in a man-to-man defense. Half court. Benton dribbles to the left wing. Now throws it up top to Cruz. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Luke Cruz with his first 3 points of the night. 29-25, Bombers with a two-possession lead. 3:43 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Jernigan with it on the left wing. Throws it up top to Schramm. Over to Elliott on the right side. Now to Youngblood just outside the paint. Kicks it back out to Elliott. Throws it to Young near the right elbow. Throws it back up top to Elliott. Now he's heading towards the right elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by David Waymire. 3:20 left in the third quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading by four. Benton will walk the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. Throws it to Bashirs. Now down to Waymire on the low block. His layup, no good. Offensive rebound for Benton. And he's going to be fouled by Elliott. That has been Elliott's third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Goblins. 3:03 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline, leading 29-25. Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass under the basket, throws it to Peters on the right wing. Now gives it to Benton. Goes to Cruz just inside the three-point line. He's going down into lane for the layup. His shot was blocked. Harrison saved it in, but right into the hands of Luke Cruz as he puts it back up off the glass in the end. Luke Cruz with five quick points, and it is 31-25, Mountain Home leading it. 2:45 left to play in this third quarter. Here is Youngblood with it at the top. Mountain Home in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes to Jernigan on the right side. His pass was knocked away, and the ball's still loose. Now stolen by Bashirs. He's back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. And David Stoller is going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 2:27 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Harrison 33-25. You're listening to Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, it will be Harrison's basketball coming out of the timeout after the steal and layup by Hunter Bashirs. He now has 7 points. And it is Mountain Home leading by three possessions, 33-25, with 2:27 left to play in this third quarter. Elliott takes the inbound pass from Jernigan and will walk it into the front court. Mountain Home now looks like in a man-to-man defense. Here is Jernigan going into the lane for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound and the tip in by Skylar Young. He puts it up off the glass and in. Young now with 5 points. Now Harrison's going with his own press. Here is Bashirs with it. He'll get it across the timeline. Throws it over to Benton. Benton has it on the left side. Now dribbles up to the top. Gives it to Peters on the right wing. Tried to give it to Cruz. He couldn't handle the pass there in the paint and the steal by Harrison. Here's Elliott quickly back the other way. Going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Colton Peters picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number four against Mountain Home here in the second half. So two shots coming up for Ben Elliott with 1:48 left in the third quarter. Ben Elliott at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 5 points so far this evening. First free throw for Elliott is up. and good. Baylor Cresselius checking into the game for Mount Tom, replacing Colton Peters, who again just picked up his third foul. Second shot is up, in and out, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Cresselius for Mountain Home. Young gets one of two on that trip. I'm sorry, Ellie gets one of two on that trip. He now has 6 points. Cruz with the ball in the front court, throws to Benton on the left side. Benton will dribble up between the circles. Now throws it to Cresselius on the left wing. Gives it up top to Bashirs. Finds Waymire near the free throw line. Now over to Benton on the right side. Benton looked like he was going to lose the handle of the ball for a moment, but he's able to keep possession. He throws to Cruz. Now Cruz was trying to throw it to Bashirs. Was not expecting Bashirs to start cutting. And as a result, he threw it well wide. It goes out of bounds, and Harrison will get it back on the turnover. 1:12 left to play in the third quarter. The Goblins with the ball trailing by 5. 33-28 is our score. Here is Youngblood with it. Throws it over to Elliott on the right side. Now gives it up top to Young. Over to Schrum on the left wing. Over to Jernigan. Back to Schrum. Now finds Youngblood just outside the paint. Goes cross court to Elliott on the right wing. Dribbles towards the corner. Now kicks over to Schrum on the left wing. Oh, down the corner to Youngblood. His jumper good. Colton Youngblood now with 7 points. And now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 40.9 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It is Mount Tom leading Harrison 33-30. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Do you have a sports enthusiast on your Christmas list? Who doesn't? Well, the Locker Room in Mountain Home will help you make this year a hit with items from Nike, Under Armour, and more. If you need school logos, they carry them all. How about a monogram gift? It's a perfect way to give something that's one of a kind. If you're not sure about what to get, then choose a gift card and let them choose. Knock it out of the park this year with the Locker Room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, next to Pizza Hut.
Well, Mountain Home coming out of the timeout as Harrison has cut to Mountain Home's lead back to a single possession. 33-30, Bombers leading it with 40.9 seconds left in this third quarter. Cresselius will trigger the inbound pass as Harrison's going with his own press once again. He gets into Bashirs. I take it back. It's actually a full court man. Bashirs loses the handle of the ball for a moment. Now he does get into the front court to Cruz. Now back to Bashirs. Almost had the ball knocked away from him, but Bashirs is able to keep possession. Here is Benton with it now. 22 seconds left in the period. Benton throws it to Cruz. Back to Benton. Down to Cresselius. 13 seconds left. Over to Cruz. Now to Benton. 6 seconds left. Benton dribbles to the right wing. He's being double teamed. Now gives it up top to Cruz. He's going into the lane for the layup off the glass. No good. And, oh, man, he had a good look to the layup. He just couldn't get it to go. And we have reached the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Harrison 33-30. We'll start the final quarter in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Yes! The Johnsons don't have that inflatable musical snowman switched on tonight.
Yeah, I may or may not have accidentally on purpose cut the wires.
I love you. Alexa, play holiday music.
You're my prison.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon.